Welcome to another episode for Journey of A&R. My name's Ameed.
I'm Rochelle.
On this episode, we wanted to talk about the power of positive mindset or positive thinking. So we have a few definitions, we have a few definitions that would allow you to have an idea of where we're what we're talking about. So one, the definition is that positive thinking is a mental emotional attitude that focuses on optimistic and positive thoughts and expects positive results. And it goes on to say it is an attitude of a positive mentality which looks at the bright side of life and anticipates happiness, health, and success. So people who are of positive mindset are seen as people who are confident and they will overcome any obstacles and difficulties they might face, right? So that's from one of the articles we read. So we're going to start about, what we think about it, and then we'll discuss the advantages and how, we each utilize it in our everyday life. So Rachel, do you think positive thinking or positive mindset. Do you think that positive mindset is a useful tool? Or do you think that it's a bunch of, BS?
It's positive. It's a positive tool to use. I don't think it affects your life in any way. On the contrary, I think it helps you become a better person. It helps you improve certain areas in your life, but also recognize what's affecting you and what's not affecting you. It helps you manifest your dreams, manifest things that are more positive. Kind of like believing, when we say speak certain things to existence. I know in the beginning of the year, we each talk about creating a vision board. That's a form of positive thinking. It's like you're thinking that there are things that you want to accomplish in your life. So therefore, you're going to put it on paper or you're going to put it in front of you so that you can see. And by doing that, it's a way of you kind of like shifting how you think, changing your routine, changing the things in your life just to train your mind and train your life and in a better direction. So I do think it's a very more productive way of living instead of it having a negative effect on your personal life. Yeah. So what about you?
For me, I definitely think it's a way better way of thinking than when you're over. Like if you're already seeing doom, you're more likely to be less motivated for me to do anything. And I feel like that doom aspect, pessimistic aspect, just takes you on a journey leading to depression. And the deeper you travel, the harder it is to make it back. So I feel like positive thinking helps motivate you because you're expecting the outcome. It may not be the perfect outcome. So like, don't say, oh, it's going to rain, so I'm going to go outside and do the rain dance and it's going to rain in 5 minutes. But if you're persistent in whatever you're doing, like you're looking for a job and you're persistent, you have an idea. It helps you, okay, these are steps I'm going to have to take and I'm going to get where I'm going up the stairs, let's just say, by, taking one step at a time or getting this qualification, working on this, as opposed to, oh, I'll never meet these qualifications. So I definitely like it because I would have to say, for me, I probably would be very depressed. Like, I feel like being pessimistic is like carrying a cloud everywhere you go, like a stormy cloud. I'm done.
Now I was gonna ask, when did you start practicing positive thinking in your own personal life?
For me, I would have to say it started. It started with something that happened when I had to leave college for a while. And it was just like, you know, when you're growing up, you have this idea in your mind that your life, you just keep climbing the hill. There's never a slope. Like life is on a straight up as opposed to up, down, a wave. So for me, it would have to do when I had to realize, like, I had to put myself, figure out going to school and all of that by myself. And that helped me when I started thinking, okay, I can do this. And I just started taking it one step at a time and learning different things. And it's like, okay, well, if I keep thinking already, like, let's just say I'll never pay off this bill, then to my last college, then I'll never be able to get to my next school. So it was just like, okay, you know, you may not reach that goal tomorrow, but you'll reach it, and just focus on the goal, you'll reach it, and you're just going to make the effort. And I think I did do that whole woe is me pessimistic thing for a while too, because it was just like everybody, I guess you could say my peers, like their life was going as on the path that I thought my life was going to go as well. So yeah. For you, can you recall when you started using positive mindset, or has it always been something do you recall always using positive mindset, or do you have a time where, you know, you had to remind yourself to return to using it?
It's something that I've learned at a young age. Like I was in my early teens. However, it's something that I've been struggling to practice, meaning there are certain, it's very interesting. Like, it's easy for me to help somebody think positively or to shift their mind and, like, you know, and push people. Like, I feel like when it comes to friends, family, like, I'm very positive in the sense, like, I kind of, like, help them see the positivity in certain things, or like shifting that negative way of thinking. But when it comes to me, I feel like when it comes to applying myself for certain things, I can be very, very negative. But then again, one thing I realized is not, it was also because of fear. Fear was definitely something that I feel like that had a very big effect on me that kept me from thinking positively in the things that I'm doing in my life. So it's been a struggle, and I'm still struggling with it. Like, I'm working on it. However, one thing that made it easier as of late is the fact, I feel like now there are different things that helps you feel a little bit more positive in your life. Like, whether it's by, when you think about gratitude, like, I feel like in the morning I pray, at night I pray, and that was it. Now it's different. It's more like I write it down, I journal, I apply myself more. I remind myself why I should be grateful, or what are the little things that I should be grateful for. And I realized in the beginning, it was like very, like, some stuff that you're not used to, it's easier for you to say to do it to somebody else than for you to apply it, especially for it to become a routine. So it's always a struggle. Setting that also become a struggle, but I feel like more and more it helps me appreciate things in my life. So applying it, I'm still in the process of applying the way I think, the way I shift my mood, my mind in a positive direction by making sure my thoughts are private as well, just because it also affects how the things that I accomplish. Personally, I realize I have a tendency of getting excited about certain things, and then because of fear, I'll stop. So now it's more like, what are the reason why I should push myself? What am I getting in it that is more positive instead of the negative? Like trusting the challenge, trusting the process, even if it's a slow process, it's like making sure I see things through, making sure that I'm doing it. So it's like a constant battle with my own self. It's like challenging. Okay, this is what you need to do. Remind it, like write it down over. Like I have 5 different notebooks and they all have like different things that I'm writing over and over. Like I could see the same comforting thoughts, I guess. Just trying to remind myself the reason why I'm doing certain things that I'm doing, or my goals, or why I should keep doing it. And it helps. So I think that everybody would say they have different way, but for me, that's been working. So it's like, I don't know. I'm a work in progress. I'm working slowly in that mindset, but yeah, I'll put it as that. One thing I was reading in the article, though, like since I was talking about the things that people get to do, how do you think that it has affected you also in your day-to-day life or in your life in general?
For me, I don't know. I used to have like, I guess we'd call it anxiety about certain things. Like I would always be super nervous. Like I would be like, oh my God, it's going to go bad. And like you were saying, the fear would stop you from actually even taking the first step. But then when it was just like, okay, well, I'm going to do my best and it's going to go this way. If it doesn't go that way, then I learn from that and move on to the next one. Instead of always seeing everything as a failure, I started seeing it as an experience for me to learn and becoming better. So it's kind of like, instead of looking at the glass half full, look at it as, you know, at least you have half a glass. Somebody doesn't even have any glass. And I think that was the other thing. And I started thinking about life, like, you know, my experiences in life that I've personal experience could have been worse, especially being in the social work field, like when you think about it. So I feel like also being more grateful for where you are is a lot better than just thinking about where you're not. And the biggest thing I think for people as well is comparing themselves to other people, which then you start, I guess you can say, disintegrating your own confidence as opposed to building your self-confidence. And you are your own person. There's one of you. And if you're not building yourself up, you don't have to look perfect. You don't have to meet somebody else's standard or image. It's like, so I definitely can say that. Those things. And I think the one thing that if you don't pay attention to is the negative thoughts. If you let those, like, I think even now, I think one day I started having a negative thought and I was just like, whoa, 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 whoa. Oh no. And like you were saying, I think I just went and prayed. I was like, okay, this thought is going to take me down a road that I'm not sure. I was like, okay, this is Satan trying to mess with me today. Not today, Satan. I rebuke thee. And then I'll just think of something, or I try to bring in a better image. It's like somewhere I've been, somewhere I like, somewhere I feel more relaxed. So how do you battle negative thoughts?
I talk to somebody. I feel like it's the best way for me to kind of like shift it again. Like usually, like if I'm having something, like I feel like I'm kind of persuading myself against something, I usually talk to somebody that I know that's going to help me see who's going to help me see the reason why I should do this? Even though I know I need to do it, I feel like my voice is not good. It's not enough at that moment because I'm so either deep into that thinking, into that thought. So therefore, I need to talk to somebody that would help me be like, no, this is why you should keep going. Or it's like I'm already, most of the time, it's like I'm already giving that person, okay, these are the reasons why I should do what I need to do. Now, I need you to say it for me to register it again. So it's like very weird thing, but for some reason it works. So usually that's what happened. I would be in that mood or in that mindset at that moment, and then I'll talk to somebody and it will motivate me most of the time and do that. Sometimes I just stay to myself as well. I feel like sometimes like I can be so overwhelmed that I will take a moment, like relax, do something that maybe that feels relaxing to me. Whether it's like listening to music, I don't know, watch TV, read a book maybe, or something that's going to take my mind away from whatever that I need to do, then get back on track. Sometimes that works. But most of the time I feel like talking to somebody usually helps me. But I wanted to, I also ask to answer to what you were asking also, like some example of way for me that I think, some example of positive thinking for me that I've been practicing is that, well, like I said, one, talking to somebody that I trust that can help me get back on track. Two, writing about it. Three is just writing down the reason why it's important. What am I getting out of it? Like, it's like reminding myself the reason why I'm doing the things that I'm doing to begin with. What are some, and then, oh, and then last, and like you said, last in, maybe not lastly, I think praying. It's just like reminding myself, like having faith in what I'm doing. I think praying usually is like my first and also my last resort, because I'm like, nothing else is working. So therefore, I need to ask God for guidance because I just can't do it. Like, I feel like there's nothing else I can do. It's beyond me. So therefore, I'll pray about it. But what are some example that you are practicing in terms of positive thinking? What are some things that you are doing to train yourself and train your mind for that?
I think the first one I said was the fact that one of the ones is negative thoughts. Like I definitely work on those things. I also, I try to study my habits, and I feel like when I'm not conscious of them, it tends to go crazy. That one. Also, I try not to have, I think there's one thing to have people who provide positive criticism, which is constructive, as opposed to people who just want to tear you down. And I don't want anyone who just like to tell me I'm not good enough, but you know, provide no aspect on how you can change. So like, so you try not to surround yourself with people who are, you know, negative. And one of the things is I try not to surround myself with people who are so insecure and so negative in the aspect of anything about their life, because that negative energy is going to be transferred to you as much. It's going to bring you down because you're going to listen to this person talking about that all the time, the closer you are. It's one thing to be like, oh, okay, you know, I'm struggling with this. And then you're making effort. That's a conversation. But it's like, I'm struggling with this. I'm struggling with this every day. And woe is me. And then you can watch them actually spiral. Which is funny because the other thing that I always laugh is like, you said faith in working. Well, technically, according to, you know, James 2 verse 4, faith without work is dead. So on your journey to positive thinking, I think people think it's like this perfect thing that you like, is this thing you master and that you never falter off. Anything you are doing in life is a journey. So you're always going to stumble and stuff like that. It's just the more you do it, the better you get at it. And, you know, you can bring yourself back into path. I don't know. I feel like I would be very depressed and probably in a community residence or apartment or supported housing, something, if it wasn't for that. Because the life of a pessimist can really, like, especially if you work with people, it's like it's really hard. Depression is one of the hardest things for somebody to come out of. And until people actually live it, I don't think they understand how hard it is. And a lot of it has to do with when the person cannot see anything positive going on in their life. And that to me is why I also think that it's very important for you. I'm not saying that you're going to think everything's positive. Oh my God, I'm going to go outside. It's raining. I'm going to think positive and the sun's going to come out. That's not how it works. It's more about things that you plan on. You know, where do you want to see yourself and how do you plan on working it? Of course, things you'll try won't work. But one thing that I really want to try to do is the meditate part. But every time I try meditating, I fall asleep. I don't know if that's supposed to happen, but I just end up falling asleep. I'm like, ooh, that was a really great nap. But that's where I struggle, is trying to meditate. I don't know, maybe I should get a coach for that. So one of the things I thought was actually good was one of the articles said, like, to create affirmation lists. And, you know, sometimes I think that people, like, when you go somewhere, like, you go to work, you go anywhere where social media, whatever. So you have lots of things or energies that come in that takes away from your confidence, right? So I feel like people need to realize how to build their own confidence outside of other people validating us. So, which is interesting because we talked about validation. So I think the affirmation list is definitely, because it tells you your strengths. And I don't like to say people's weakness. I think it's better when you say areas of improvement. And there are some areas of improvement which you'll be taking steps to try to improve them for the rest of your life. And that's okay. At least you're, you know, making effort. But the thing about it is you also should still continue to build your strength and remind yourself, like, you know, there are positive parts of you as well, things you're good at. So I think that, you know, if you have a hard time remembering that, I think until you are really good at remembering it, it's also good to post them. Like, some people do that. I think that's a good thing. Because I know, like, you know, some people, they get criticized at work. You have people at work and all their type of energy, which can be positive or negative. It could be families. It could be friends. It could be anyone. It could be people at the gym. You know, you never know. So I said, definitely remember your strength and build your confidence. And no one's perfect. And confidence can go based on what you look like, you're intelligent, the way you speak, the way you write. There are so many things about you. It could be because you're a kind person, you know, volunteering to help other people. And I think that's the other big thing. A lot of people forget to be kind. And don't take other people's kindness for weakness, because most people who are naturally kind are actually the opposite of that. So naturally kind people can also, when they sense that you're taking their kindness for weakness, they actually, you know. So you want to make allies with people who are kind and look at people who just want to take. So that's my thing. I think especially confidence is, to me, it's one of the most important things about the positive mindset.
I agree. I think that you do need to have confidence, or at least to keep building it if you feel like you need to. But also, I also wanted to talk about focusing on the things that are important. Like, I feel like you were talking about that earlier. I think about me in my own experience. Sometimes it's hard to see the bigger picture. And when it's so hard for you to see the bigger picture, and because of, like I mentioned before, because of fear, you are not seeing what's in front of you, or you're not taking advantage to appreciate what's in front of you. Like, whether it's at work, an experience in your own personal life, I think that taking the moment to appreciate whatever that's happening, like, whether even if it's very small, it's important. Like, I think, even like when I think about something so simple as I'm learning to play the guitar by myself, and in my head, I should be a pro. I'm already a pro in my head. And the fact that I'm struggling to learn, and I'm like, you know what, whatever, I don't want to do it. Like, it's like, I feel like it's like me learning 5 jobs all at once. And it's like, it's not simple. Like, I feel like I have a hard time trusting the process. Like, being consistent with my routine, like knowing that, okay, if I work hard on this, even though I know I need to work hard to get it, but it's like, if you work hard, then you will succeed. It's like, I can teach somebody, a younger person, okay, this is what you need to do. But me applying it is a complete different thing. And I realized that I'm not focusing on that process. I'm not taking advantage of the moment of knowing that, oh, it's going to take longer than 6 months, or it's going to take longer. Like, you need to appreciate it. Know, like, the things that was difficult for you. Because if you're going to teach to somebody else how to play guitar, you have to know, okay, when I was learning this chord, then it was difficult. So things like that. When I think about the present, most of the time, I feel like I'm running away from the present. Like, I'm already seeing the future and I'm jumping the gun. And because of that, when I do that, I get discouraged. It's like, I'm like, oh, then it's not working. No, then it's not worth it. And then I become completely negative about it, about the process. And that's something I've kind of like constantly tried to remind myself not to do. And remind myself to stay present in my experience, in the things that I'm doing on my day-to-day, however it is. In regards to affirmation, I can't do affirmation. I used to, like, on my phone, like, there's this app called Affirmations. Like, I used to write it down in the morning. Like, I'll write it on my phone just to remind myself. But I realized I'll write it down and then completely forgot about it. Like, I'm not even going to think about it. But one thing I realized is that I can write it down on a paper in my agenda, in my calendar, or next to my computer at work. And it's going to be something like, while I'm working and I'm looking at it, and it's like, oh, yesterday I wrote, today's going to be a good day, or something like that. I'll be like, yeah, today's going to be a good day. Like, that thing is just remind me to say it. So most of the time at work, even at home, I have like plenty of quotes, plenty of like post-it that has quotes and affirmation. It's just to remind myself to speak things that I think that are important to me, that are, or that would remind me to stay positive and in the moment. It's easier said, like you mentioned, it's easier said than done, kind of. Like, positive thinking is a journey. Life itself is a journey. And I know that a lot of people on Instagram, on different social media platforms, they are talking about how, like, and why you should have a positive mindset. And it's because I do think it works. But it will, for some people, it might take some. People like me who are constantly like in a battle with themselves, it might take a little longer, but people who's been applying it or doing it slowly for a longer time, it might take shorter time. Meditation, I've never slept while meditating, but it's hard. Like, it's hard to focus. Like, while doing it, like, when you're trying I'm not sure if you even try, like, if you're even supposed to focus your thoughts necessarily or just let it go. But I don't think I've ever been successful at it per se. I've tried it, but it's very relaxing. But I don't think after doing it, I felt zen. Like, you know, like when people say, yes, like I feel relieved and all of that. Like, no, I don't think I feel zen necessarily. I do feel relaxed, but not necessarily zen. And that's something that I do want to do for one reason. I feel like meditating will help my mind slow down. I feel like most of the time I overprocess, overthink things too much. And if I learn to meditate and calm my mind, it'll be more helpful to me. And that's something that I need to work on as well.
The only thing I want to say to people is just remember that, you know, maybe the age of when they transfer your mind into a robot might come soon. However, we're not there yet. So you have one mind and one body. So you need to remember to take care of both. And your mental well-being is just as important as your physical well-being. And a lot of times, sometimes, you know, you can be physically well, but because you're not mentally well, other, you know, sickness manifests in your body as well. So your mental power, your psychological power is a lot stronger than you think. And the other thing I was going to say is, like, one thing when it comes to, like, I've come to realize, like, you know, your phone has a calendar, your phone has this app. I've come to realize none of those things work for me because they're compact into a little thing. Like, if I want to do something, I need to be able to see it every day, as opposed to, oh, this app helps you do this. This app. I'm like, you know, at this point, I need to write this down. I need it to be physical as opposed to something digital, and I've write it down. So I definitely agree with the whole leaving yourself post-its. Like, I don't think I can, which is so funny because I have pictures at my desk at work. I mean, it's like from when we went to holiday, like we had holiday parties and you took pictures with your coworkers. And it's so funny because whenever I feel a little down, I just look at myself. That sounds so bad.
Yes, it does. It sounds like you're very...
Yeah. You gotta just look at myself.
How do you get out of that?
Huh?
You said it sounds like you are very into yourself and very conceited.
I'm not conceited, but it's just like... I mean, it could be worse. That's what I'm thinking. You're like, hey, you know what? Hey. But it's just... I don't know. It's just something. It's like... I don't know, I guess because I like myself or whatever. So it's like, oh, okay. Or, you know, what I also do is I have the picture of my screen, like my screensaver when it's locked. And it's a picture of where it's a body of water. It's a place where we were on a trip and it's a place I've been. And I just love it. We went snorkeling or whatever, and I just took a picture of it. It's like rocks in the water and stuff, and I just like it. So if I feel a little down, I'll just look at it. It's like, okay, look at where places you visited. You know, like you know these things you experienced, as opposed to some people never get to experience these things. So it's, I don't know. To me, it's just, hey. And you should be happy when you look see yourself. I don't know. If I see a picture of me, I'm supposed to be happy. Why am I supposed to be like all sad about it?
Yeah, sad about it. I mean, for me, I'm not gonna look at myself to feel comfort. I don't know. It's not something that I do. But I'm saying, like, people might think that, oh, really? You have to, like, you could look at listen to some soothing music or something like that, but I guess it works for you. Listen, if it works for you, then it works for you.
The only other way it would be positive would be any more positive if that could work while sitting by a pool and in between for like, you know, 50 minutes, every 50 minutes, I get to go swimming. So unless they're giving me that option, I guess I'll just have to take looking at myself.
Like I said, if it works for you, it works for you.
But anyway, the point is find something that you enjoy looking at, and wherever you are, put it there. Actually, at one point, my background on my phone was my face. It was me. It was a picture of me. And people were like, oh, why do you want to see yourself all the time? Who else would I want to see all the time? You? No offense. No. But it's like, you know, don't you want to see what you love the most?
And that's yourself. Yes. We get it. We got it.
If I can't love me, I can't show you love. If I don't like me, I definitely can't show you how, you know, I can't value somebody else if I don't value and love me.
One of the things that I also wanted to add, like as somebody that who feels that it's a constant battle, I would say that for me as of late, I'm constantly reminding myself to find things that makes me happy. Like we mentioned before, remove myself from certain people, from certain environment that I feel like were either toxic or not helpful. Like I wasn't growing. If I feel like you always have to remind yourself, whatever energy you're taking, like, is it making you a better person or is it making you a different person? If you feel like that's not the vibe that you need, then it's constantly important for you to remove yourself. That's one thing that I do. Two is find things that makes you happy. Like whether it's taking a class, whether it's learning how to cook or maybe learning how to sew or playing a game or going to the park, taking a walk or meditating or taking a walk or meditating or I don't know, taking pictures, learning how to take pictures, you know, sharing something that you learn every day to somebody else. Maybe somebody want to listen to that. Anything that you feel like in your heart that you want to do, it might be difficult, especially since it's something that you're trying for the first time, but it makes you happy. And like Armin is saying, sometimes we have to put away that thought about, okay, what are they going to say? Because listen, people will always have something to say. That's something that I'm learning. And it's like, they will always have comments. They will always have negative stuff to say. And at the end of the day, it's like, you have to remember that it makes you happy. And if it makes you happy, that's something that you need to be grateful. If it makes you happy, then it will make somebody else happy, or it will keep you in a positive track to keep pushing forward and also keep people around you positive as well. Write it down, write things down. Like Armin is saying, I mean, don't get me wrong, the phone is amazing for a lot of things, but writing things on the phone or on your computer, I don't know if it's something that I would count on, because so far it hasn't worked for me. As much as I'm constantly on my phone, it's just, I'm not going to go back on that app or on that note to check about those things. I'm not going to do it. I would rather do something completely different than that. And so if it's on your journal or something like that, that you know at night or in the morning, you get to write it down. So just do that. And so that you can remind yourself and get in that routine. So build consistency. That's important. There was something that I was reading. I've been trying to do it and it's so difficult. Well, I don't know why it's so difficult. They said that it takes 21 days for you to build a routine. And every time I try to build 21 days routine, for some reason, I'd like, after day five, I'm like, no, it's not worth it. Like, I don't want to do it anymore. But part of me is like, I think it might actually work. Like, I wonder, how does like something become a routine? Does it actually take 21 days? Like, you know, if you practice gratitude, let's say you write down every day for 21 days, it will stick. Maybe. I don't know. I can't prove it yet. Let me get back to y'all on that, because I have to prove myself wrong on this. All right. Either way, But anyway, I just wanted to put that on the side as well, so that, you know, if that's something you want to try, listen. But at the end of it, it's just positive thinking help you be a better person. And we need those in our lives, in the society, before the robots that our meetup is predicting comes. Before they come. I hope that this episode about positive mindset was very helpful. We make sure that we are reading articles and also finding resources for you all to share about our thoughts about the things that we talk about on this podcast. Today is actually the last episode of this season. We will be taking a break for the summer, but we will come back with some amazing topic moving forward for the second season. And we are hoping that you will invite somebody to listen to it, share it, continue to share it, and also write us so that we can have more topics about something that you are interested in listening or you are interested for us to talk about in our podcast as well. We welcome any new ideas. So we are waiting for that patiently. And I hope that this episode was very helpful to you. So thank you for listening to this episode. Once again, I'm Rochelle.
I'm Armeed.
And we hope to hear from you soon. Don't forget to check out our Instagram and our Twitter and also Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and leave us comments and also on Spotify. And thank you for listening and for being loyal to this amazing podcast.